Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again, and welcome to The Roads with Bo. Today, we will be continuing on that path and learning about adapting our environment. One of the things we talk about often are the things that you have to have in order to make it. Food, water, fire, shelter, first aid, to include your meds, and a knife. Those are things you have to have. So today, we will focus on fire. We'll focus on fire. Fire is one of those things, historically, it aided in civilization. It kept predators away. It built community, a place to hang around and talk. So we will talk about how to make fire. And as promised, you'll learn about that one. At its base level, you need three things to create fire: heat, fuel, and oxygen. The heat used is always from a transfer of energy. It could be the focusing of the sun's rays with a lens or even a magnifying glass, or it could be the friction that is required to strike a match head, or it could be an exothermic chemical reaction, such as when you use a pair of hand warmers when it's cold out. These hand warmers contain lead, active carbon, water, salt, and vermiculite. Exposing the warmers to air and then shaking them to mix the contents causes an exothermic reaction. Then, in about 15 minutes, they're nice and toasty. The oxygen is in the air all around us. Fuel for starting a fire can be nearly anything, but should generally be fine material like dryer lint, wood shavings, dry pine straw, or even quadruple zero steel wool. This material is known as tinder. To continue to build the fire, you would next add material that is twig to pencil size, then thumb to finger size, and finally wrist size pieces or larger. Focusing the sun's rays on this mixture of fine wood chips and charcoal dust starts to heat up, and in no time at all, it'll give you an ember that you can use to start a fire. Quadruple zero steel wool is so fine that when it heats up from the electrical resistance, the metal actually burns. This is why you can do the same thing with almost any fresh battery in aluminum-backed paper. Okay, we also have the famous battery and foil. You can use this with foil that has a paper backing and any battery, and you're just connecting the positive and the negative, and poof, you get that. You can use that to light up just about any normal source of tinder. And a battery is normally good for a couple of tries. A ferro rod, also known as a metal match, are generally seen here on YouTube on bushcraft channels. They're extremely handy, even if you're not trying to rough it out in the woods. Remember, you may not always have your trusty Bic lighter available, or even if it is available, remember that the moment you need it, that's when it's going to fail. Fuel is in the bar's mixture known as ferrocerium. When you put friction against it with a hard piece of steel, the rod releases a shower of sparks that reach temperatures as high as 6,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Here are a few examples of the most common campfire lays. The Dakota fire hole is a setup that's designed to help remain a little bit more concealed. Start by digging a hole about 6 to 8 inches in diameter and at most 10 inches deep. Then, 12 inches away, start digging a new hole at an angle that meets at the bottom of your first hole. This will allow for air and fuel to feed the fire. Start with your tinder, and then carefully feed in some small kindling until you have a sustained fire. After this, you can gradually feed in larger pieces through the angled hole you dug. Cleanup is just filling in the hole. Adding some debris after filling it could help conceal the fact that you were even there. The log cabin, much like the classic Lincoln Log toys, is built from the bottom up. However, in this case, you'll start with larger pieces on the bottom and smaller kindling as you go up. The tinder bundle is placed in the center and ignited. Add small kindling as you wait for the fire to grow, occasionally blowing air into the lay to help sustain the fire. Make sure you follow all campfire safety rules. Keep anything that could catch fire 10 feet away with extra firewood upwind. Keep a shovel nearby to use dirt to put out the fire. Never leave it unattended, and so on. We'll put a list down below from Smoke. One important thing to note about all the videos in this series is that just off camera, there will be fire extinguishers. There's first aid kits. Everything is done in a very controlled environment, even if it doesn't look like it. Preparation is key to any task, so have your firewood collected and processed. Fires require fuel, so until you have reached a big enough size and temperature, you won't be able to burn large logs. Just remember, you will need to add wood pretty consistently, and dry split wood burns better than large unprocessed limbs or branches. Remember, oxygen and fuel are key to any fire, so you may have to blow slowly into the base of the fire to help it flare up. Have extra kindling ready so you can build a sustainable fire with enough heat to burn the larger pieces that make up the fire lay. This is especially true if you decided to build one that's kind of like normal size instead of one that's the size of an example for a YouTube video. This one is built similar to the classic teepee. Larger pieces are stood up on end and lean into one another up at the top. Then thinner pieces are leaned against them. Leave an opening opposite from the direction the wind is blowing and place your tinder bundle inside and ignite when ready. And there we go. A little more information, a little more context, and having the right information will make all the difference. This series is going to continue, and eventually you'll learn how to make and use one of these. We talked about how this is fire today. Food, water, fire, shelter, knife, first aid kit. This is for one of those. So Keith has been gathering firewood this whole time, so we're going to see what he's got and how we're doing.
All right, guys, when you're processing your firewood, you want to start by breaking it down into small pieces and separating it into piles. Your first pile you want to be pencil lead and pencil size pieces. Your next pile you want to be finger and thumb size pieces. And then after that, you'd want like wrist size or larger pieces in a pile, and if they're any bigger than that, really you want to split them so that they'll burn well.
All right, so this is kind of the configuration that you want to set your kindling up into. Again, your very fine kindling to start before you add your bird's nest, before you start trying to set fire to your tinder. You want to set it up this way, and I'll show you how to do it in a minute. But the reason is you want to point this like a V into the wind so that this acts as a shield if the wind's blowing towards you. Then you would have a bundle on top to roll over once you get your tinder started so that it will have fuel to start. Keys to a fire are three things. You need fuel, oxygen, and heat. So to build it, you're going to take your extra fine kindling here, and you're going to get it into three bundles, kind of form you a V here. So you have a place to get your tinder started out of the elements. And your third, again, we'll go up here towards the front so that whenever it starts, you would be over on this side, and you would pull this over on top once it got going to keep the fire going. Then you would add more fine tinder, then you would add your finger and thumb size, and keep adding to between those two until it gets hot enough that you could add the thicker wood to keep your fire going.
All right, here in Northwest Florida, we're kind of lucky. About year round, there's this stuff called deer moss that just grows everywhere on the ground, and it's pretty much free tinder. So I'll show you how easy it is to get you a fire going. I say that, and my match blows out. when you burn this stuff, I mean, I would be careful. People have been known to accidentally set areas of woods on fire because this stuff goes up pretty fast, as you can see. And again, I just picked that up off the ground a moment ago. All right, guys, so we're going to show you how to use a ferrocene rod and striker. When you get these things, they have this black coating on it. You got to use the striker, the steel striker, to get that off first before you can really get that spark going. Like I said, in the back end, it comes with two of these little tufts of tinder. I'm going to stick this down in here with my deer moss. I'm going to try to get this going real quick. And usually you want to hold the striker in place and pull your ferrocene rod away so that it showers the sparks instead of trying to shove them off. See how quick that took? Get your moss going. Go ahead and roll your twigs and sticks up over.
Man, you got that on one try, and I forgot to hit record.
Did you?
Nah, I missed one.
Okay, thanks. Again, you can sit here and just keep feeding it. Wait till it gets bigger and hotter. Get you a little more of a coal bed down in here, and then you would start adding these. But again, that's going to be another few minutes away before we could get hot enough to do that. And throw those on, and you ain't got to do it all fancy. People talk about doing a lay for a fire. Other than that first setup, you know, they say fire loves chaos. So just throw that stuff on there.
Who says that?
Everybody.
Never heard that before in my life. Fire loves chaos. It sounds good, though.